My name's Adam Fogarty. I play Steve, the drug dealing mafia at the nightclub. And I play Nadine, Joseph Nadine, a true character from 1819, who's a horrible police officer who causes a lot of the deaths.
Now, Adam, can you tell me a bit about your varied career? You started out as a boxer, I believe.
I did, yeah. I left school and decided I wanted to be the heavyweight champion of the world, and I went on that career path. You know, I got 19 professional fights, and when I finished, I was third in England, fifth in Europe, and I fought for a British title eliminator. I enjoyed it and hated it at the same time.
Can you tell me a bit about your time in rugby league? That came next, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I had a bit of contract trouble in my boxing career, and I still had like 15 months of a contract to run, so I thought, oh, I'll go play in rugby, because that was my family background, really. My father were a rugby league player. He toured for Great Britain to Australia and New Zealand, and so I thought I'd have a 14-15 month off, go and play a bit of rugby, and I never went back to boxing after that, because all of a sudden I had like 25-30 friends around me to train with and, you know, have fun with, and it were a no-brainer.
And so how did you make the move into acting? Had acting always been a passion for you?
Well, you know, it's always something I fancied. I always tried getting into school plays when I was a kid and that, you know. I mean, I never got good parts, but I always liked the idea of it. But when I was boxing, Warner Brothers came to the gym and they were doing a boxing film with Morgan Freeman and Stephen Dorff called The Power of One. And they were looking for a white heavyweight boxer to play Andres Milan, the South African champion. So it was a case of being in the right place at the right time, like, you know. They asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said, yeah, I'd love to, you know, and got the bug and just carried it on from there.
Wow. I mean, you've been working in film and TV and theatre for over 20 years, I believe. Can you tell us about some of the people you've worked with over the years? I think you've worked on some pretty impressive productions.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with some big Hollywood A-listers. Going to be a right name dropping this, isn't it? Brad Pitt, and worked with Robert De Niro. I've worked with Michael Caine and Clive Owen, and I've been lucky, you know, to have worked with a lot of them. Helen Mirren.
I believe you're quite friendly with Vinnie Jones.
Yeah, Vinnie's a mate of mine, you know. He's in LA now. I don't see as much of him, like, but we made pals on Snatch and then Mean Machine.
Your two main roles in Manchester Sound, they're both intimidating, aggressive characters. Do you find yourself cast in many of these roles? Is that, you know, is that kind of happen quite a bit?
Yeah, you know, being a big lad and ugly and, you know, mean-looking, you tend to get that. You know, I don't get many lover-boy parts. But I have been lucky. You know, I did a film called Greenfingers with Clive Owen and Ellen Mirren where I played, OK, he were a bruiser, but he were a lovable sort of bad guy, you know. It's a funny thing in the game. If you're famous, you can play any kind of role. They don't mind. But if you're not famous, they tend to typecast you. So, you know, I wanted to do Shakespeare because, you know, I mean, coming from a sporting background, I think people don't look at you as a proper actor till you've treaded the boards and done Shakespeare and other plays like that. You know, it's just one of them things. And then when you have done, you know, if you've passed with flying colours, you're considered an actor. Did a play, Love's Labour's Lost, where I played Costard, you know, the friendly clown in Love's Labour's Lost, and it were great, you know, and I had a good run in it. I got some good reviews, and all of a sudden, you know, when I finished at the end of it, I were proud that I'd done it, you know, because I felt like an actor then.
Fantastic. I mean, did you do much research around the role of Nadine? What did you find out about him as a character?
It wasn't a very well-liked fella, you know, he had his fingers in all sorts of pies, in prostitution and stuff like that. At the time, I think there were a ticket you could buy, like a bit like the Monopoly board, get out of jail card that stopped you going to jail, and he'd buy and sell them, you know, to people and make a few quid, so, you know, he were an horrible individual, I think.
And the role of Steve?
Steve's a fictional character, I think, built from all different interviews with different people that were around the Hacienda and places like that at the time. He's a funny sort of character, really, you know, he thinks he's built a great business up, you know, and he has, I suppose, in selling drugs. You know, he's proud of his little empire. Being in sports, like, you know, I never went to the Hacienda. I mean, I was the right age in the right time period, but things like that never interested me. You know, I was boxing then and playing rugby league, and I'm not a dancer anyway, but people dancing and throwing themselves around till all hours of the morning, you know, weren't my cup of tea.
So how does, like, a site-specific show such as Manchester Sound with limited amenities backstage sort of compare to working on a film set, for example?
Well, it's funny, you know, I mean, it's a great cast and crew here, you know, we're having a ball sort of thing. Yeah, it's different, but, You know, when you work on film sets, you get nice surroundings, I suppose, but all you don't want to do is get on with the acting. You get your little trailers, but me personally, I spend most of the time mixing with the other cast and crew because you want to have a laugh with and talk to people rather than being sat in a little trailer and waiting for you to be called. So I've sat in some rough trailers as well. I had one, and Vinny got me a film in Bulgaria that when I got there, the actual studios was an old swimming bath that had been converted into a film studio. Vinny and Steven Seagal had these beautiful big trailers, you know. And I said to the fella in charge, I said, where's my trailer? And he took me to this old caravan. It had a tree growing through the middle of it. So I ended up knocking on Vinny's door saying, hey, you best make some room in here for me. I said, mine's, you know, a bleeding tree growing through it. So I've had some rough trails as well.
And just finally, you know, what have you most enjoyed?
I've loved it. I've loved, you know, being back working in the theatre. I've loved all the cast and crew, and, you know, it's a real family setup. You know, everyone involved, it's been great. And the location was kept secret from us as well, so we didn't know where we were going till a couple of days before we were coming here, really, to start rehearsals. And then you get here and think, well, how's it going to work? How's all this going to work? You know, and Paul, obviously, you know, had it all in his mind what we were going to do different stuff, and it's come together great. But there has been nerve-wracking times where you think, this can't work here, like, oh, bloody, and then you find out, yeah, it does, you know. And so it's been great, it's been exciting, been different, and I'm proud to work for them because they are a very well-respected company, you know, and it's nice to have their name, you know, the Library Theatre on my CV. Yeah, I've loved it.